WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Our rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of a new album from singer Roseanne Cash called King's Record Shop. On this album, you can hear Cash's country and rock and roll roots. This is Cash singing Rosie Strikes Back.
A bruiser, he loves to tease you. He's a loser, you think he needs you. You always come back, you always come back for more. He winds up tight, out all night. Been drinking, now he's looking for a fight. He knocks you down, you don't even know what for. Rosie strike back, Rosie strike back.
Roseanne Cash is the daughter of Johnny Cash, an identification she probably wishes I would forget after five albums of her own strong music. Nonetheless, it's the Cash brand name that brought Roseanne attention when she released her first album in 1979. It's also just about the only reason I can think of why she's still considered a pure country artist. At 32, Cash is young enough to have grown up at a time when country music and rock and roll got all mixed up together by Graham Parsons and the Byrds in the 60s, and country rock was born. Roseanne Cash's kind of country rock avoids all of the macho posturing and hard-boiled overstatement that came to characterize this movement in the 70s. Her songs are most often about one-sided love affairs. For example, her big hit last year was a tune called I Don't Know Why You Don't Want Me. At its best, Roseanne Cash's music doesn't fit into any particular category. All of her commercial success has been on country radio, but that's by definition a rather compromised success, since country music doesn't receive much exposure in the big cities that shape pop music taste. This is unfortunate for an artist like Cash, who can make very clear the country roots in a song like The Way We Make a Broken Heart, while staying true to its essentially rock and roll inspiration.
Just one more kiss, she'll have to miss this night with you. Now you're guilty of this secret love, as I am too. You'll get used to telling lies, feeling sorry when she cries. Now that the strings are attached, she'll catch on. We've done our part. Oh, and this is the way we make a broken heart. Lesson number one, we've just begun to hurt her soul. And with lesson two, she'll long for you when lights are. Before she comes apart. Oh, this is the way we make a broken heart. Now we've laid a trail of tears for her to follow. And we like you and me, practiced in the art.
That was Roseanne Cash and The Way We Make a Broken Heart from her new album, King's Record Shop. That song was written by John Hiatt. Those of you who pay attention in this class will remember that we discussed him a few weeks ago. Hiatt and Cash are really part of the same tendency, pop artists making the music they want to hear and letting someone else label it as country or rock or whatever. In the song I just played, you can hear influences ranging from Marty Robbins to the Drifters. The song sounds to me like a cross between El Paso and Under the Boardwalk, which is one reason I think it's a good song. You can also pick out influences in Cash's vocal style. I hear a little Dusty Springfield, a little early Linda Ronstadt. But after 5 albums, Roseanne Cash has formed her own style. Her voice is an almost expressionless, rather flat instrument. She gets her best effects by phrasing in a conversational manner. Ultimately, I think she achieves the sort of stoic, terse tone that has characterized some of the best country music throughout history, while feeling free to tap the loose humor of rock when it suits her, which is probably the way to make country rock serve your own purposes.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer. He reviewed King's Record Shop, the new album by Roseanne Cash.